Chapter 2. Questioning Your Assumptions, Managing Your Jolts. Understanding how questions work is one thing, but understanding why you need to ask them is another. This chapter is, first, about looking at the core beliefs, your assumptions, and asking, why do I believe this, and is it still true today? Second, it is about preparing for the challenges that these assumptions inevitably face from external forces I call jolts. I'll get into more detail about jolts a bit later in the chapter, but for now it's enough to know that a jolt is an unexpected event that comes along and rattles everything you know to be true about your business. It is usually a sudden and radical changing of the rules and can come from many sources, including competitors, government regulators, or sudden and unanticipated disasters. The best way to avoid these jolts is to actively use questions to drive innovation, rather than waiting to come up with a good idea when things have gotten out of your control. If you constantly challenge your assumptions, you'll be more likely to prevent some jolts and to effectively handle the ones you can't avoid. Assumption busting. Every year I travel around the world giving workshops and motivational talks on innovation. I enjoy doing this. I'm a naturally curious person, and there is always something interesting to observe and learn from these speaking dates. Often I'll walk into an auditorium full of people wondering if they will learn anything new that they can apply to their job. Sometimes the audience is comfortable and complacent. They feel they have it all figured out. Of course, when a company is full of people who know best, that's when I can really get in there and kickstart a big change in a short period of time. Why? Because these people feel safe both within their organization and within their overall industry. This sense of safety can feel pleasant and positive. The problem is that this feeling is a byproduct of certainty, and certainty can lead to dangerous assumptions. These assumptions can be fallacies about who you are, what you do, and how you do it. They can become barriers that prevent people from asking the kinds of questions that challenge the obvious and are necessary to continue to move your organization and your own career forward. So, when I'm up there on a podium in front of hundreds and sometimes thousands of employees, the first thing I do is challenge them to see their assumptions.